texts are in the public domain. I decided to write my own texts. But I ran into a problem, in that nothing rhymes with orange, nothing except for orange, and I already used it. Crap. That's all right. That's okay. I'll write a new text anyway. A text about writing texts. But nothing rhymes with text. Nothing except for sext. And that's just really vulgar. And nothing rhymes with vulgar. Nothing except for bulgar. And what the hell is bulgar? Well, that's a type of grain. Oh, the grain is as thick as an elephant's trunk. Oh, why, this is a name going on about grain. Well, at least it's a text. Text. Well, at least it isn't orange. Orange, damn. Okay, forget all the rhymes, the romantic sublimes. What I need is length. So I must use melismas. Right. I need rhymes for melisma. I want one with charisma. But instead, this is abysmal. Oh, where's the Pepto-Bisma? Well, I guess this is showbisma. Memories of when one could set TS. But now it's just BS. A copyright wasteland. You'd better make haste, and unless thou findest that thou likest best, Shakespearean tongue that long twas laid to rest, thou must seek rights to texts not so outdated. But you can't use Frost, it's a lawsuit lost, a line you never crossed, cause you can't afford the cost. No, you must have been quite sauce to even think of setting Frost. Impeding art today, who needs to blame the NBA? Great art is steal, or so they say, though this may hardly be say. The copyright restrictions are all just maledictions, the composer's worst affliction, except declines and eviction. So I'll try to write new poems, never found in dusty tomes. Yet I find myself unsexed, feeling vexed and too perplexed, as I search for what comes next. After text. Well, at least it isn't orange.